Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
by. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This is Wardell Posture for Solar Records Radio. Hope you guys are good and everybody's well around the globe. Just praying for our brothers and sisters who are in a stressful situation right now. I know that because of what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, you know, it's not as idealistic as we would love for it to be. We just pray that, you know, that all that just comes to an end, and let's get to life and enjoying love and peace and happiness. And I know that sounds so out there, but, you know, I mean, we can have that. It's just a matter of if we want it or not, right? And so we got to fight for it. We got to put the right people in office that will bless us and bless the world, you know, and especially our own, you know, just local states and countries. So, yes, it's time to stop the madness, right? It's ugly. Want to give a shout out to our queen, to Queen Elizabeth. Bless you, sweetheart, and thank you for your service and rest with God. And you know, we pray that your family continues to keep it all together. Wow, 70 years, that's a lot to ask of a human being. And she did it for 70 years, so thank you, dear. Guys, anyway, you know, it's Indie Jazz Day here on Solar Records Radio, and, you know, I just want to be able to just kind of chill out a little bit, man. You look at the news, it'll just depress you. It's just so much stuff going on that is so uncomfortable. On top of the fact that I just lost my cousin this morning, you know, so it's just, you know, I need this music. I need to just be able to chill out for a minute and just relax and, you know, just, wow, there's just so much going on. And, I thank you guys for hanging out and, you know, I hope we can have a nice little time together here on Solar Records Radio. And with our indie artists and our jazz artists. All right. So, thank you again for, being here with us and loving on us. We want to do the same for you. We want to play some great music for you and hopefully, you know, you will enjoy it. I want to give a shout out to our boy Greg. Greg, what's up? He's on holiday. So, yeah, Greg's in the States, as a matter of fact, up there in Washington, Seattle area, up there just handling his business. So enjoy your holiday, my brother. I guess you got out of the country just in time because there's so much going on in your country. And I know how that affected you. So we're just praying that, you know, you're good and Phil are having a good time and enjoying, you know, the places that you picked out and just praying you have a good, safe and wonderful trip back home. All right, guys. So we're going to get going here and we're going to get into some more of this indie jazz. This is another indie artist. Today, if that's what it's all about, right? So let's do it. Thank you.
show me.
My, I tell you, that's Jam and Lewis doing their thing on Real to Real, who we had on the show just last week, right? Wasn't that last week, Don?
I think a couple weeks ago, last week. I lost so much track of the time, so...
Okay, it's all good, good.
It seemed like yesterday we had a moment.
Yeah, it was so much fun, man. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed talking to them and, you know, and, man, oh, man, just, you know, their music to me is just amazing. I just love it. Love it. And just so proud of them. And unfortunately, Arista did not release their album due to some technical difficulties, I guess. That's a lack of a nicer way of saying that there were some internal problems. But, you know, that doesn't take away from the music and what they did. And, man, when I listened to it, I was just, like, thinking, man, amazing music and just did not get the love. How sad is that, Don, when you do all the right things and it just doesn't happen? That's just crazy, right?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just feels like the stars don't align the way that you want it to align. But it seemed like because of that song, because of, you know, songs like Love Me Like This, it's gotten a cult following. And the fact that a lot of people are hungry for a lot of that vintage music, especially coming from Silverstein Productions. So it's only fair that in 2022 that, you know, there is that, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
There you go. And I mean, that's why we wanted to make sure that we bring these indie artists on, because people may not never even heard anything about these artists, and they had so much to offer and still do. And so when we want to give them a platform where they can showcase, you know, who they are. And so in our conversations, we get to have those great conversations with them and get that information from them in regards to their history and their plans for the future. And so I just also need to mention that today we were going to have another guest on today, but she had a situation that was really, really critical in regards to a family member. And so, you know, we're going to reschedule and we're going to have a good time with her. All right, guys. So know that everything is all good here. I know that you guys seen I posted Ms. Hall's information on the show, but then I took it down right before the show because she called and said, hey, something's going on with Mom. I'm very worried. So, you know, we got to do to make sure everybody's okay, right? So, anyway, so Don, you good, man? You all right? Everything's good?
I am. It's been a crazy week. Just a little, you know, a little tired, body's a little beat, but I'm good. I'm in good spirits. You know, I miss, you know, hanging out on the radio, talking with you and talking to the people and playing good music. So trying to get back into the swing of things, but I'm good.
It's all good, man. We miss you too, of course. And the same here. I miss it too. I've been so busy that, you know, we've been doing, you know, we're in a summer break right now, and the summer's about to end, and the new season will be beginning at the end of the month. So you guys, you know, hanging there with us as we're making moves and stuff, and things are happening. And what else I wanted to say here? There was Greg's on holiday. He's in the United States of America, man. He's running around up there and where is he at? Up in Washington State. Yeah. So in Seattle. He's over there running around and sending me pictures and having a good time up there. So go, Greg, do your thing, man. We appreciate you, and then and enjoy yourself and stop worrying about the show. He's always worried about, you know, getting stuff to us. But it's all good. We're good. And Solar can wait. You know, you just enjoy yourself, man. Have a good time. Astrid made it back home. She was here in the States as well. And she made it back to Amsterdam. And she's already back at work already, because she works for the school district over there. And so she's already back at work with the school district. Yes, yes, yes. So many things going on. I lost my cousin this morning. She had been battling with cancer for a long time. And so I just want to give a shout out to her. And you know, it's it's crazy because she was coming here after she got released from the hospital, she was going to come here in her new motorhome, and they were going to come and park here on the land and just hang out, so we could just kind of, you know, love on each other and be, you know, pray and just, you know, and let her, you know, recover from, you know, all the stuff she's been going through. But it just didn't happen. It's just the complications. You know, it's crazy because a lot of times when people go in the hospital, they end up getting pneumonia. And it's like, what? And that's what kills people. It's like that, you know, so when you go into the hospital, they usually are saying to you, okay, you got to sit up. We got to walk around. We got to make sure, because just laying there is not good for you. And so you got to get up and get and moving around and stuff. And if they don't do that with you, or if you're not able to do that because you got all kind of cables connected to you, it's dangerous. And that's exactly, because she was supposed to leave to the hospital last Saturday, and they said, we're going to have to keep you for a week longer because of the, you know, you have pneumonia and stuff. And so she was really upset about that. And so, and I was thinking, well, it's just another week. So, you know, Saturday she'd get out. And so that was this Saturday coming, and she passed away this morning. So it's like, whoa. Whoa.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Condolences to you. Condolences to the family. Man, I know you guys, you know, were looking forward to having out on your campus. I call it your campus, your farm. And just kind of, you know, just give it up that time to heal.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, hey, you know, it's one of those things, you know, hey, God needed it. So,
yeah. Obviously. Yes. Rest in peace
to your cousin.
Yes. Yes, yes. And thank you. I appreciate that. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, so the music is very healing for me. And the music is making me feel, you know, much better. My cousin, he's hurting. That's his wife. They've been married for a long, long time. And so, you know, I feel, you know, I haven't even talked to him yet because he's hurting. So, yeah. So you got to give people their space, right, to recover. We also lost what's his name, political guy. He was the attorney for Clinton in his impeachment.
Oh, excuse me, yes, Ken Starr passed away, yes.
Yeah, Ken Starr, yeah, right here in Houston, Texas. Yeah, so that was really sad. I think, you know, he died from complications in his surgery. Yeah, so, yeah, and, you know, he still, you know, he was actually, do you know, he was about to start working on Trump's team for impeachment. That was, like, really strange, you know. Yeah, so, but anyway, he's gone now. Ken Starr. So, at least that's what I was told. That's what I heard, that he was about to do that.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's kind of weird. But, you know, he's an attorney, right? So he should be able to work for it. Politics shouldn't kick in. It's just about protecting, you know, your client. So, but anyway, man. So we're going to get back to the music here. Don, I guess you're not in the switchboard, so I'm going to go ahead on.
Actually,
and...
I am.
Oh,
actually,
you are?
I am, man. I got some, I want to go ahead and highlight some new music on this block.
All right. Look at that. All right. I'm shutting my mic down.
Or some updated music, because I'm a big fan of Robert Glasper. Of course, I play Letter to Hermia. I play a few of his songs with Jill Scott. And, well, he has a new album out called Black Radio 3, which is basically kind of a continuation from his Black Radio 2 album in 2013. Of course, he's done projects in between. Of course, Black Radio 1 coming out in 2012. This is I want to go ahead and highlight, of course, this is indie jazz. He's a jazz pianist. Also, you know, what they may call traditional R&B. He has he's working with Ledisi and Gregory Porter, and this is a new music for Robert Glasper. Let's go ahead and play that. It's from his album Black Radio 3. The name of the song is called It Don't Matter. You guys keep it locked right here. You're listening to Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
My purpose, I just don't know how to love you the same.
You don't love me, but you want me. Circle that won't teach you a lie. I love you and I want you, but it feels like we're out of time. I wish you knew what you wanted. Stop pushing me.
Running out of time.
Running out of time.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I care. I'm gonna be there. Doesn't matter what we do, long as there's room for two. Don't have to be.
Yeah, that's Instant Classic. I had to hook that up. That is from 2014 from the album Love and Flying Colors, The Foreign Exchange, featuring your girl, Carlita Duran. Actually, it's my girl, your girl, all that good stuff. That's Dreams Are Made for Two. Before that, I had to hook up a little some new music from Moonchild featuring Alex Isley. Of course, as I mentioned before, she is the daughter of Ernie Isley from the Isley Brothers. That is called You Got One. And, of course, started off the block, brand new music from Robert Glasper, featuring Ledisi and Gregory Porter. It don't matter. It definitely don't matter because we got an hour and 6 minutes left of the show. Of course, it is Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio down in Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Man, I had to hook that block up for you, man. That was for you.
That was sweet, man. And the artist in the middle, that's Ernie Isley's daughter?
Yeah, Alex Isley, yes.
Wow. Okay. And so is that like her first release or she's been doing this?
She's been doing it. Actually, the group is Moonchild. It's featuring her on the song. But Alex Isley's been, you know, kind of been doing the indie artist thing for about 10 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So Moonchild is the name of the group.
Yes, Moonchild is the group.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Okay. All right, cool. I didn't know that she was the lead singer. Very nice, very nice. Nice block, my brother. I appreciate that, man. I was kind of like in a zone. I just kind of took the headsets off and sitting back and enjoying pizza and listening to the music and thinking about.
Oh man, you got pizza? Oh man,
I got pizza. Yes,
no, loving it in.
I see John and I are on the same time zone, so. You know, we both get hungry at the same time. It's lunchtime. It is lunchtime, man. Yes, sir. So, but anyway, much love. That was a very nice block, my friend. Appreciate that. And but hopefully you don't go too far because we still got another hour in the show. And
Oh, definitely. I'll be here.
Yeah. And so those of you who may have just tuned in or whatever and was wondering about Nicole Hall, she had an emergency situation, so we did not get to interview her today due to a family issue. So we will reschedule her and get her on. She's so talented, so beautiful, inside and out, and I think you really enjoy, you know, listening to her music and her conversations. And also she, you know, worked with my friend Leon Silvers. He produced her. So look forward to hearing some of that music. And, you know, the vocal thing that Leon does is just amazing with the artist that he works with. His vocals, man, it's just another level, you know. And then I heard Foster when I went to L.A. a few months ago, I was in L.A. and I was hanging out with Foster Silvers and got to hear what he was doing. And vocal thing is just the Silvers, man. They got this vocal thing that's just amazing. And it's just hard to take that and use it for yourself because it's a specific thing that they do in there. And you got to have those voices. And man, they are just, that's their gift. Their voices are just amazing. And but anyway, yep, Mr. Foster Silvers is working on a new Christian album. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon and you guys be out. He's going to bring it here and we'll play it for you. So, all right, guys. So, Don, anything else on your mind? Anything on your heart?
Man, I'm good, man. It's a beautiful day out. It's Wednesday, so of course we're celebrating. Oh, actually, we're highlighting indie jazz artists today. So I love your jazz music. I love your indie music, man. I try to contribute in as much as I can. You know what? Can I steal a song? One song in this block.
You can steal whatever you want.
Because
it's our show.
It's a classic. It is a classic because it's one of those songs I grew up listening to as a kid, And it is a beautiful song, if I'm not mistaken, from 1977. I'm going to go ahead and start this block off. Give you a classic from Mr. Lonnie Liston Smith. The name of the song is called Bridge Through Time. You guys keep it locked right here. Again, it is Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Guys, we hope you are doing good, and we thank you for tuning in today. We got a little bit more time left here. We got about another 30 minutes left in the show, and we just pray that you guys are good, and thank you for tuning in today and hanging out with us. Don't forget, tomorrow's Throwback Thursday, and so we plan on having a good time tomorrow. All right? All right, guys. So thank you so much. Oh my goodness gracious! I just lost my cousin, so I'm trying to keep my head in the game here, but it's hard because, you know, we made plans, and but it's not about our plans, right? It's about God's plans, and so she's gone now, and I'll see her on the other side. Anyway, guys, so God bless you, and like I said, thanks for tuning in. And we're gonna jam this thing out. So thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate you very much. Love you. Take it easy. And we'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. You got perfect body. You don't think I think that body. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for tuning in today. We appreciate you. You take care, and we'll see you tomorrow. Solar Records Radio, and be blessed, and you guys are awesome. All right. Good night, and we'll see you around.